Sunday, 27th September 2009, a roundup of local, regional and international news headlines. The latest wave of farm invasions that began last February has left 66,000 black farm workers and their families homeless. The report by the General Agriculture and Plantation Workers Union of Zimbabwe said many of the farm workers' families were now living in the open, by roadsides and in mountains, where they have set up squatter camps because they have nowhere else to go. The Telegraph UK reports that Grace Mugabe sells up to 1 million litres of milk a year to Nestle. Robert Mugabe and his wife, and a number of other figures linked to his administration, are the subject of European Union and US sanctions, but Nestle is not obliged to comply with those sanctions as its headquarters are in Switzerland. According to the Mail and Guardian Online, Dutch tourists come well prepared for the walking safari, strong shoes and sunscreen, backpacks and bottled water. Ahead lay an afternoon visiting one of Kenya's most recognizable sites, but one that rarely features in tourist brochures. Slum tourism is taking off in Kenya. Several local organizations have started selling guided trips through Kibera, a short drive from the luxury hotels that serve most foreign visitors in Nairobi. For about $32, tourists are promised a glimpse into the lives of hundreds of thousands of people, crammed into tiny rooms along dirt paths littered with excrement-filled plastic bags known as flying toilets. AFP reports that representatives from over 100 countries gathered at the United Nations on Saturday to voice their support for a newly unveiled plan to fight famine in the world. "Our goal is to create a new era of agricultural development," said UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. "A revolutionary approach that will support smallholder farmers, especially women, a transformation of markets and trading systems so they work better for the poor." Malawi has received a $30 million grant from the World Bank to prevent new HIV infections and accelerate rollout of free drugs, the lender said last week. The bank's director to Malawi, Tim Gilbo, said the funds would be used to increase access to prevention, treatment, and mitigation services with a focus on behavioral change. Zambia's ruling movement for multi-party democracy has advised diplomats accredited to the Southern African country to use proper channels to air their grievances instead of attacking the government through the media, according to the Zambia Daily Mail. Reuters reports that Germans began voting on Sunday in an election that looks likely to return Chancellor Angela Merkel to power. Security has been tight after a series of Al-Qaeda videos last week threatened Germany with a rude awakening if voters back a government that keeps troops in Afghanistan. Some 4,200 German soldiers are stationed there as part of a NATO-led force. According to CNN, downpours subsided temporarily in the Philippines on Sunday, a day after tropical storm Ketsana pummeled the capital Manila with its heaviest rainfall in more than 40 years. Reuters says that Poland's parliament has approved a law making chemical castration obligatory for convicted pedophiles and perpetrators of incest, sparking criticism from human rights groups. Under the law, sponsored by Poland's centre-right government, pedophiles convicted of raping children under the age of 15 and those convicted of raping close relatives would have to undergo chemical therapy on their release from prison. CNN reports that a baby made his way into the world this week in Indonesia at 19.2 pounds, that's 8.7 kgs, about three times the weight of an average newborn.